okay?
My
keep going.
Gosh. My gosh. This is rewarding.
I like it.
In this sewing room in northeast Victoria, women from refugee, migrant and asylum seeker backgrounds are learning to sew. For many, it's the first time they've been on a sewing machine.
Yeah, we did these on the first day, but she wasn't here. So. It is a zigzag stitch. It's more of a herringbone stitch or an overlock stitch.
My name is Beatrice Nema.
Beatrice Nyamaran. I come from Congo.
Me too, I'm from Congo.
Hi, Ziki. I come from Congo, yes.
I want to know how to sew because I like it. And every time when there's something wrong for my clothes, I have to take it somewhere. But now I can do by myself.
I want to know how to sew my clothes and my kids' clothes.
And you're all from the Congo. Do you do sewing at all there? Like
No.
Can I say you're all refugees?
Yes, we are refugees, yeah. Because in our country, there is a war. Every time people killed other people.
Tanzania,
yeah. It's the same story because of war. It was very, very hard. The life there was very, very terrible, yeah.
I want to make a flower here in the middle.
The classes are a collaboration from social enterprise group Sisterworks and the Albury Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council and aims to empower women.
That is good.
I like it.
I think the under one is finished.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Every time we told our teacher, it's not enough time. 2 hours is not enough because we enjoy it. We don't how the time goes quick. Because we enjoy, we are together, we are chatting, laughing, happy. The skills, it opened our mind, because when we are here, we know something, there's some names, I think name, the word for the machine. Before we didn't know how to call everything here, but we learned that one, because we learn in English. Our English, we develop our English also.
The skills you are learning, so what are you going to do with them?
If we learn and we get maybe another level, we can open our business. This is my dream, to get something to do by myself. If I know where, I can open the business. She will make her clothes, and also if she gets chance to continue to learn, she can open also her business.
I think if I improve to more experience here, I think I am going to sew another course for another people to make business.
You can do these too.
Oh my god.
So when you do these ones, you push this right over to SS and then you get the number. So if we do 24, you turn around. Hi, I'm Beryl Hartshorn. I've been sewing for over 60 years. I'm just the teacher. At the moment, they're making bags. They also made a glasses case, which a lot of them turned into their phone case. So they're learning to do buttonhole stitch, and sew a button on, do sew Velcro. And when they go to the intermediate class, they learn how to draw up their own patterns for bags. And I've given them paperwork on how to change patterns, draw up their own patterns to fit with measurements and everything. So hopefully this is a start.
And they've spoke about making clothes for their families, but also about the potential of a business. That's so right. That's what you're encouraging here?
That's what I'm encouraging. And I'm hoping by the end of the year, that these ladies will be coming back and teaching the new ladies and not me. I'll just come and sit and watch and advise.
Good. Yeah, that is good.
Excellent.